Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. I'm excited to be back with you. And this month, we're going to do a very deep dive into the key leverage points that ensure you continue to maintain your levels of success and also that you are allowed to further stimulate growth in your practice deliberately, on demand, on purpose, because you're following the key principles that have led you to where you are today. You know, we do always talk about back to basics, and it's really overused in the way it's implied by many people. But that said, there are foundational principles that result in profit-based growth, value-based dentistry, which is what you are all about. Everyone who is paid from the practice has the responsibility to make sure the practice is profitable, vibrant, healthy, and growing. Our relationship began long ago, and when it did, there were very important shifts in thinking, mostly common sense, still different ways of viewing and most of all controlling the parts of dentistry most all practices take for granted. There also began a hierarchy of strategies that were applied to each and every single part of the practice and each and every single part of your patient engagement. One protocol and step and system at a time that results in your ability to dramatically increase the most important part of what you do, help the patients get more yeses and otherwise turn over more dollars, real dollars, of dentistry. Today we are going to walk back through some of these foundational principles and pillars of success that are the keys for sustaining and perpetuating growth through leverage in your practice. I will touch on a topic, and I'll ask you to have a constructively critical discussion and an assessment over the topic, and talk about and decide upon specific ways you can improve and further your effectiveness and performance with this particular pillar. And then on to the next we go. I want you to really, really take seriously the discussion you're having as if I were sitting there in the room with you, facilitating this opportunity for you to grow and improve and reach a higher and more sophisticated level of execution of what you're doing. Now, the first leverage point that we're going to review is what I call the average visit value of your patients. The average visit value is very simple. It's taking all of the operative, surgical, restorative appointments that you have on the doctor's side of the schedule and determine what is the average value. Now, we can look at average hourly value, and that's fine, but it's very arbitrary because of the mix of visits and the way the day flows. Ultimately, not all hours are created equal. You manage that properly with the value-based scheduling. But the average visit value will tell us, it will tell us so much immediately how well we are doing at getting case acceptance on full mouth or at least quadrant-based treatment. For all of our specialists, you can assess how many patients are moving forward with state of ideal and or are delaying or taking some downgraded options. There is nothing that will lead to greater leverage in your schedule and your ability to hit bigger numbers per day in a confined amount of time than this right here. How are you really doing at getting patients to accept, pay, and schedule treatment in chunks instead of single units or break apart the full vision of their treatment plan? Many, many doctors you should aspire to be, okay, develop a protocol that they can no longer do certain small-valued appointments. They have to be weighted heavily at the end of the days or at certain times or strategies of the month based on when they have bigger cases waiting over the values. Because if the single average visit value is too small, then you're going to water down your days again and again and again, and you're going to get back to some ebb and flow of inconsistencies. Instead, really, everyone should be working diligently to increase this underlying, most critical statistic of them all. Because this really tells us what the result is of your patient engagement and your experience of cultivating treatment. This also leads to a follow-up from your discussion last month about value-based scheduling and renewing your focus on your schedule control and your structure around not letting patients dictate your schedule and also not letting small appointments get in the way of larger opportunities. You also need to make sure you're having adequate time to talk with patients and create opportunities. Our next leverage point discussion today is a combination of two things. Okay, we're going to talk about the acceleration of the investment and the capturing of more bundled treatment. I will elaborate again on both of these, and I'll remind you that during our role-playing months, many consecutive months in a row, we worked on this very thing. Nonetheless, it is critical to talk about how you are doing it. Are patients coming to the consultative close with a clear understanding and with a firm commitment of what they're going to be doing and what the outcome is and the benefits that they will be receiving? Are you making certain to present full fee, ask for full payment, and then follow up with the question of how much you can do if they can't do it all at once? Are you keeping the big picture and using photographs in the treatment room and in the consultation room or wherever you are presenting treatment at? Are you delaying offering financing until you get cash on the table? Are you getting full acceptance on the vision, even if you end up having to break down the treatment in stages or steps to get them moving forward financially? I want to really make sure you're using the verbiage I've given you in the outline, structure, process, and system to accelerate your collections and move patients forward faster, and that you always, always are presenting at the very least bundled treatment and ideally all the treatment all the time. This is very big. Review everything I have just said, and we are going to go over so far because all of these anchor into each other. The average visit value is controlled by the methodology of how you're presenting treatment, okay? The way you are presenting treatment and then the securing the acceleration of the investment is ultimately the only thing that's able to go into the schedule all at once. So without these three things being micromanaged, being scrupulously manipulated to be successful, you're going to find that your schedule is continually at the mercy of what patients say yes to instead of what you cultivate and control. That's the only way you will elevate yourself to the next and higher level of daily performance. While your collections and production should be broken apart and separated and not dependent upon each other, it is still the amount and size of the case acceptance on average per person that is what is placed in the schedule that will ultimately determine how fast you can flow and how much you can grow. Now, here's the big deal that makes this possible, and that is taking time to refine and update every single one of your patient exam processes to ensure they are complete and engaging, and they are setting up your patients and your team members for success. We really did this not that long ago, and I would expect this should be easy for you to discuss. However, I am bringing it up right here and right now because I know that the busier you are and or the more distracted you may sometimes become with who knows what, that the more you cut corners on exams, on hygiene checks, on photographs, on discussions, on treatment conferences, on getting study models or bringing patients back or flipping existing patients like we talked about 2 months ago into the new patient experience. Now, that's a lot of stuff right there. This is a simple concept. This is what you do. This is the magic. Your exam process for every different type of patient, especially what your protocol and standard is on getting the doctor involved in hygiene checks, as well as determining what and when patients are due for some type of update, x-rays, photographs, new patient experience, so on and so forth. This includes our specialists based on each type of experience you have, your consultations for various procedures, okay, or types of patients. Your exam flow into treatment or comeback conferences or same-day records or starts, all very important to make sure that the microscopic details, the steps, and the nuances of your exam experience, and that's what it should be, is doing justice by all of the other parts of the process. Now, the most foundational and significant pillar of them all is complete, thorough, accurate, and comprehensive diagnosing. Does this happen by itself? The answer, of course, is no. It absolutely does not happen on accident. It does not happen without deliberate structure and forced accountability and control on every person's involved, especially including the doctor. This means managing time, flow, expectations, and the actual diagnostic process. I really, really want you to talk about this. And don't tell me it's perfect, because if it was, you'd get better case acceptance, and more patients would write checks for everything in their mouth without question, objection, delay, or hesitation. And you'd have larger visit values. Going to work on this is like running the offensive plays again and again in practice. That's the only way to have them dialed in for a game. No matter how good you are or were or think you are only as good as your numbers say, and above all else, you're really only as good as your next play and execution with your patients. Now, this is a lot to discuss and diagnose on yourself right here this month. I will throw one more thing at you. If you have time, after you sort through all of this, my favorite way to help push you forward and make sure you this actually happens is to reassess and review every single team member's individual responsibilities, their top three priorities, and one specific area action tactic of improvement that you're taking away from this month's very advanced practice focus related to your part of this elaborate discussion here today. You understand? What I'm saying is you're going to discuss each component, each leverage point as a group. You're going to make overall practice-wide changes, improvements, enhancements. Then you're going to break down into each person's role. You're going to have a descriptive statement of what their responsibilities are to help move this forward. And then itemize out three top priorities for each person and one key area that they're going to focus on improving, that you are going to commit to improving. Now, do you understand what we just did? Very brilliantly, I'll give you the credit, I put it together. We reverse engineered building bigger visits, building bigger values, building bigger patients. Okay? We reverse engineered it. I went all the way backwards. We just finished with diagnostic assessments of how you diagnose, how you bring the patient through the exam process to believe in the vision. Then we talked about how we're moving that patient forward. Okay? And then we're doing a full perspective of assessing the way the treatment is engaged, the way the money is extracted, and the way the bundles of treatment are scheduled. All of this is designed so that you can see a rising tide of lifting up the average value of every single one of your patient visits. So important. Now, there's nothing else, okay? That's what has to happen in order to increase your daily results. Next month, we're going to move on to our next set of leverage points, and we're going to shift gears 180 degrees to the other side of the practice. I want you to stay tuned and get to work, and I'd love to get a list of your questions and decisions from this month's focus so that I can personally jump on a call and walk through any high-level decisions and or challenges you're having to help drive you forward and push you over the edge of your next breakthroughs. Together with these key leverage points, I'm confident you are on your way to busting through any current plateaus headed towards your best months and your most fun dentistry ever, and that means more bonus money for you. Go get them, my friends. Time to make it happen.